أمر منكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, obey him, obey his prophet عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام, and obey your leaders. And to obey our, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, first of all, we have to obey Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah said, man ata'a al-rasul faqad ata'a Allah. Whoever obey Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wa salam, said, أجل الكرامات دوام التوفيق. أجل الكرامات دوام التوفيق. Where it means that someone to be successful in his life and to find happiness in his life is, has to continue whatever it is, small, the what he is doing, but it is recommended that he will continue doing it, although it is little, but little adding on little and adding more on little, it becomes huge. Like a drop of water is dripping from a tap in a bottle. After 2 days, you will find the bottle is full. And now the bottle is overflowing because it is full. But when someone looking at the bottle from his reasoning, from his mind, using his mind, he is not going to see that the bottle is going to fill quickly. But if he let it to drip that water in that bottle, after a while, it's going to fill up. Means Prophet ﷺ wants to say, although your amal is going to be little, but keep daily on it. Don't say, I'm not going anywhere or going anywhere. Of course, that is shaitan, meaning whispering and gossiping in the heart. Say, oh, what you are doing? You are wasting your life. You are losing your life. What is this filling a bottle with a drip of water? You are going to wait? But you don't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for his servant to come to his presence one day. He's calling him. If that servant was filling his bottle by a drip after a drip, by a drop after a drop, he is going to come in the judgment day or the day of death, his bottle is full. Then he is going to find Allah's presence safely. Allah will guide him. But someone who is going to say, oh, it's long life, I'm going to wait 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, I'm wasting my life doing for akhirah, I'm fed up, I'm leaving and running away, you are going to lose. And the example, the best example of that, how we have to keep concentrating and keep doing whatever you're going to take with us. We must not be lazy in doing akhirah work. We must not be lazy in doing dunya work. There are many people who are lazy in their life. They don't want to do anything. They want to sit as if they have given their life for akhirah, devoting it for Allah, but in reality they are devoting it for their egos and for themselves. Because if a test comes and things change, they are not happy with it. You said, no, I didn't come for that. That is a big change to me. At any moment, might be a change comes. We have to face it. You cannot become lazy when you want, active when you want. No. Prophet ﷺ said, أَجَلُّ الْكَرَمَاتِ, the best of miracles, دَوَامُ التَّوْفِيقِ, is to keep the best of miracles, not miracle to fly in the air, but miracle is to keep doing every day what Allah has asked you to do. Even little bit amal you are doing, that will add up. And then you will find the shore of safety. You are not someone that has been chosen for akhirah work. There are people who has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everyone is a wali, as they say today that every believer is a wali. Yeah, every believer is a wali. And to reach maqam al-iman means you became a saint. Those people who declare that every believer is a wali, yes. But not them. Not those who are speaking that every Muslim is a wali, no. Is every believer, the believer, maqam al-iman, is a very high level. اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Prophet described them. Be careful or be aware of the vision of a believer, because he can see with the vision of Allah that he gave to him. Not everyone can see. So, not everyone is going to be in the rank of a believer or mean a saint or a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people are chosen. Means you have to work for your dunya as you have to work for your akhirah. Cannot sit and wait like Virgin Mary sitting and waiting for her rizq to come by from heaven. You are not of that caliber. So what is our caliber? Is the best example. Is Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, whose many people knows, and he is one of the Naqshbandi golden chain. When he was in Isfahan, in Persia, at that time, he didn't know anything about Islam. But he was in search. He was searching. He was looking. He wants the reality. The reality is not sitting on your back and waiting. You have to do work for it. You have to run for it. And reality is not drinking, eating, and sleeping, and say, oh, I'm with a sheikh, I have to sleep, drink, and eat, and that's it. No, that is incorrect. And the best example is Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi. He was searching. In his heart, he's not happy. He knows there is something missing in his heart. He wants to know about it. So he was looking and searching. He cannot find satisfaction, happiness in his heart. What he has to do? He went to a priest. He said, I'm looking for happiness. I am looking for my Lord, where I can find him. He said, can I join you? Can I be part of your to be with you at all time? He said, yeah, my son, you can be with me, but you have to على أن تخدمني. You have to work for me. You serve me and you learn from me. You have to serve, you have to do the khidmah for whatever, where the, he was living, in a temple or a shrine or anything. You have to do a work. Don't sit and say, I don't do anything and I'm waiting. No, you have to work. Hard work. He said, the priest to him, yeah, oh my son, no problem. You sit, come to me, work for me, get the wood. In Asfar, it's very cold. Get the wood in winter, cut the wood, put the fire, prepare the food for me and for the people who are coming. Organize the meetings, arrange my schedule, do everything that I need to do because I am dedicating myself for my Lord and I am teaching the people around me. So you come and help me. He didn't tell him, sit in the corner. And Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi said that I helped that man for many, many, many years. And I looked after his benefits. And I saw that people comes to him and he is not honest with people. They give him something as a donation, sadaqah, to spend it fi sabilillah. He spend a little bit and he doesn't care for the rest. He hide the rest. He does things that I didn't like. But since I promised that I want to dedicate my life to him, I want to see what kind of a person he is. And then, after many years, he died. Before he died, I asked him, oh my teacher, you are going to die. Do you know anyone that I can go and learn from? When he becomes sick. He said, yes, oh my son, there is no one in this area, because he was good teacher, but was not honest. He said, no one in this area knows what we know, except one on this earth now living. He is in Iraq, in Mosul. You have to go for that person. You go there and learn from him. And that teacher died. The people came to bury him. Then Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi said to the people who wants to bury him, because they were praising him, said, what you are praising? He was not honest with you. He was cheating you. He was deceiving you. I spent my life with him. Oh people, not every person say he is honest. And that's why I'm leaving now to go for another direction. He said, Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, I left and my heart was bleeding because I loved that man, but he was not honest. I went to Mosul in Iraq, where it is now, they have problems there. To that prescribed place and find a priest there. And I came to him and I said to him, oh my teacher, that one in Asfahan, what is Persia or Iran today, send me to you. And I am ready to serve you as long as you allow me to stay with you. He said, oh my son, no problem. Sit with me, but serve me. And I will teach you. And Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi said, I looked after that teacher, that priest, for many, many, many years. And I never found in my life more honest than that teacher. He was very honest in what he was saying. I served him, and before he went to die, he called me and he said, oh my son, I am sick and I might die. He said, oh my teacher, where am I going to go? Look, Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi is searching for reality, is searching for haqq, is searching for truth. He didn't say the first one was dishonest, and I'm going to leave all this religion, and I'm going to leave all this way, and I'm fed up with Islam, and I'm fed up with tariqah. No, he continued. He went searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he found that second teacher was a good teacher. He followed him. When the teacher was dying, he didn't say, I'm becoming a teacher by myself. He said, he asked him, is there any other teacher that can I go for? He didn't proclaim himself that he is becoming a teacher, that he knows all the unseen, and he knows everything from Islam and from spirituality and tasawuf. He didn't put a big turban and became like a saint. No. He still was humble, searching for a teacher. He didn't say to himself, I am the teacher now. No. He went and looked. And his teacher said, oh my son, in all this area, you are not going to find someone that can help you, because there is no one except me here. But you can find in Sham someone that he will guide you and he is honest. He said, I left Mosul and I went traveling. He's keeping searching. Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi lived long life, nearly 100 years. So he went looking for the third one. And he came to him and he said, I have been sent to you from that priest to come to you. Can I be of help to you? He said, yes. But you have to work for me. You have to do everything that it is needed in my shrine or temple at that time, or church, whatever it is. You have to work for me, to look after everyone, to massage everyone even, to clean everyone even, those old people, to help everyone, to do the work for me and for everyone. Then you can learn from me. And Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi said, it went many, many, many years. I am working at the door of that person until his life ended. And I asked him, oh my teacher, where I have to go now? He said, oh my son, there is nowhere anymore now that you can find a person in this whole area of the Middle East, what we know today Middle East, that someone is after his Lord, except one honest one. He is living in Amuria under the Roman territory, or under the Roman Empire. You have to go there and learn from him. You see how many countries he moved, from Isfahan to Mosul to Sham, now to Amuria, and distances Not like today, you fly 10 hours from one place to another. How many days and months took him from traveling from Asfahan to Mosul, and then from Mosul to Sham, and then from Sham to Amuria? He went there and he saw the priest, and he said, "Can I serve you?" He said, "Yes, you can serve me, but you have to work for me. And you have to take care of the congregation. You have to take care of everyone. You have to take care of their clothes to clean it. You have to take care of cleaning the bathrooms. You have to take care of cleaning everything. You have to prepare the food. You have to prepare the wood for fire."